You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George. It is Thursday, which means we are at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Come on by the steak special, $12. We'll get you an 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, side salad, and more importantly, you can take a selfie with John Forkin. What about that?
Yeah.
Well, that's not included in the $12. If that's for the steak, the potato, and the salad, that's free for you. You'll be more than happy to take a selfie.
More than happy. I'm back. I'm alive. I'm kicking again.
You look a little different, though.
Yes, I have. I look a lot different. If you count the 50 pounds I lost since August.
50 pounds.
Since August 1st, I went on a diet. I had a bet with Tanya.
Uh-huh.
I had till Christmas to lose 50. I've lost it already, and we're only in October.
It's incredible. I know. Jordan, the intern, he's lost a few pounds. How many, Jordan?
Yeah, 10.
10? You got 50.
50.
Sissy said she's gotten a little fitter.
A little thinner.
I've put on 10.
It's in all to respect for you, you have a child.
I was fine until I went and saw my sister in Vermont, and they have
you did say that.
They have nothing but microbrews up there, and – I could not stop enjoying the Oktoberfest, all of the different ones. I tried like a maple wheat. I mean, it was ridiculous.
But it's not the food that put weight on.
No, I barely ate. I mean, we went hiking. We did a bunch of stuff.
I noticed you haven't texted me about Hooters, our usual Hooters.
Yeah.
Because you do very well when you go to Hooters.
I went on Monday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I took Chuck and Bubby, bodybuilding-looking guys, so it made me feel a little bit better. Well, they had salads. I had wings and cheesy fries. They did. I sent the picture to Jordan. He had a salad.
A salad.
A salad.
You know what?
I had 10 wings, 3 mile island.
A lot of salads in the last couple
cheesy
of months.
Cheesy fries.
I did
have some celery.
Yeah, but you had beer and chicken.
I did enjoy two beverages.
Yeah, two big beverages, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is I'm trying to save time for the waitress, too. I mean, you know, just go ahead and bring me a big one rather than bring me two smaller ones later on.
True. It's just, you know.
I'm thinking of her.
Yes, John. You are.
That's what I'm doing.
You tipped him well?
Of course, always.
You went to the Metairie store. Huh?
Yeah.
I passed there the other day. We had it was my birthday last week.
If I was on your side of the river, I'd call you.
I agree. Right. But I was in Metairie. It was last Friday was my birthday, the 11th. And one of the ladies, young girls who does my rehab at the clinic, the South Shore Rehab, I think, you know what I'm going to do? I bought two cakes.
I went to
Hooters and got 50 wings and brought them over there to them. And I had like maybe three. Mm-hmm. I didn't eat any cake.
3 out of 50, no cake.
I had no cake until later because I try to make sure I eat right. I'm eating good, and, you know, it's just a hernia
surgery.
Whatever
you're doing to drop 50, you're doing well.
I really control my eating.
So happy birthday to you. What are you, about 35, 36?
59.
59? You're almost 60?
I'm almost 60.
Wow. Well, today is the 17th. I'm January 17th, my birthday, so I'm 3 months from 44.
I'll call you when I'm from Calgary, Banff, Calgary, Lake Louise, skiing. Well, I can't ski, but I'll be up in the snow. I'll give you birthday wishes.
Well, look, man, on our Thursdays, we're kind of stockpacked with a ton of info. At 12:15, we'll talk to the voice of the Tigers, Mr. Gris Blair. We'll get your take on the SEC, really, what's going on. We haven't really chatted in a while about that. At 12:30, Ben Heisler is going to chime in. Sorry, Joey, I see I have 12:45 there. It's 12:30, the usual fantasy football segment. Ben Heisler will dial in. Any fantasy football questions, bottom of the hour. Text us, call us, fantasy football questions at 12:30. Jordan, you've won how many in a row now?
Two.
Two in a row. Congratulations.
I'm going to go on the three-peat.
That's a winning streak. In the 1 o'clock hour, Eric Ritchie from VSN Louisiana is going to join us, talk a little high school football. You were just talking to Jordan a little bit. You're going to go...
Yes.
Check out.
I'm going to Rummel's eighth grade club. My brother Keith coaches it.
Okay.
And Taylor still coaches for the varsity. You know, receivers.
We're
coach.
Not going to talk about the Brother Martin Rummel game this past weekend.
Oh, that was ugly, wasn't it?
It was my fault. I had Coach Bonice on.
Oh, you did. Well, they got a big game this weekend.
I mean, I did.
Rummel plays Holy Cross this weekend.
They were known for having a great offense.
Yes.
How many points did they score?
Zero.
Zero.
And how many points have Rummel given up in the last 2 weeks?
Zero.
All season. They've given up six.
Six.
Think about that.
I got the Rummel head coach, and you got the Brother Martin head coach.
I did.
And we saw what happened.
I did.
But you know how to pick the winners.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see the Curtis and Rummel game at the end of the year, whenever it comes down to it.
Well, I hate to say, but, yeah, it might have happened. I haven't played this in a while. It's been a long time since the curse.
No, it's been happening probably once a week.
Name one. Name one time that you could say the curse in it.
Well,
it has not happened in a long, long time.
You've been riding
like this.
Patrick Mahomes, you've been riding on him a lot in the past 2 weeks.
He's struggling.
And he's got an ankle problem.
He's got an injury, yes. Yeah.
Well, he's got an injury. I mean,
it's not just him. Right. He's got O-line issues. Yeah. There's no running game.
Yeah, it's been happening quite a few times in the past couple weeks.
El Gato Negro.
Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
In that movie.
Yes. El Gato Negro. The curse.
The curse.
The Graph listening right now as the Pelicans are on their way to take on the Knicks tomorrow. He's up in the air listening. The TuneIn radio app you can actually listen to anywhere there's Wi-Fi. So if you're in the air, they have Wi-Fi being in the team jet. Gets his own row.
The pampering that's going on
is unbelievable.
Someone's just feeding him grapes.
He literally texted me last week. He has to tell him to leave him alone. The attendants.
I didn't know if he's hungry, if
he's thirsty. Would he like another fluffy pillow? You know, would you like a blanket? It's unbelievable. You know,
Lord.
Exactly. No more TSA for him. He shows up and walks up. His hardest part of road trips now is actually making it up the steps to the airplane, where an entire row awaits him.
Basically.
It's a 757, by the way.
Right, right. Yeah. It's a private
jet. It's like 20 people that travel. You need a 757.
Well, that's because they can get in the back of the plane and do their basketball drills and stuff.
It's incredible. I mean, I'm excited when I normally travel and I see it's like an 800-900 model, you know, like, or an Airbus 320. I'm like, look at this.
You think it's in the front of the bus? I mean, the plane, or you think it's in the back?
I tell you what, you give me my own row, I won't care.
He does.
I will not care where exactly it is. But anyway, the Graph is on his way. He is saying, obviously, when they land in New York, the nor'easter is taking on up there. 30-mile-an-hour winds. He goes, it's going to be a bumpy landing. I'm like, well, hold on. So anyway, he's listening up there. But we love Todd. You can hear that game, of course, tomorrow right here on ESPN New Orleans. You and I last chatted about, you know, us becoming the Pels flagship station.
Yeah.
We're getting there. I know it's preseason, and we're going to get into some football stuff here. But when we watch the Saints this preseason, we watch certain things, you can get excited about it. Obviously, the games don't count, but what's different in the NBA preseason and NFL preseason, the starters play darn near most of the game, or at least this season with this Pels team, because you've been trying to see what you got. We're seeing Zion play in the fourth quarter, in the late. So you're getting a pretty good idea what kind of team this is. Have you gotten a chance to check it out? Because there's a lot of excitement with what they have.
I'm impressed because, in fact, I looked at their roster, and I'm going, man, I hate to be the head coach Gentry having to cut some of these guys because you know, what's it, 12 players on the roster, and you got maybe a couple of guys reserved. These are some good quality young players. Granted, they're not the, you know, superstars yet. You know, they're going to get there. I'm impressed with what I see of the Pelicans from a roster standpoint. And whoever ends up on this club, they're going to be some good football, I mean, some good basketball players that I'm going to be excited to go watch them play because they're young, they're hungry, and that's the whole key to it. That's why you see them playing into the fourth quarter.
And that's the thing. Competition in any sport, right, should breed more competition and actually a team that's hungry.
Yes.
You got to get in.
And also you say into the fourth quarter. It's not football. Football, you can't have guys, starters in the fourth quarter, getting pounded by leftovers and nobody's out there. But you starters in basketball, you can do that a little bit more.
But you're definitely seeing that as well. So I'm excited about it. It'll start next season or next week, the regular season, the home opener a week from tomorrow. Super excited and pumped about that. Saints, though, taking on the Bears. You know, we haven't really chatted really since the NFL season has kind of started going here a little bit.
Teddy was taking over. I've had a few little injuries.
A few surgeries. 3.5-point favorite, Chicago.
Right.
My feeling is it's going to go up a bit. It's something I've talked about for 2 days now, John, and I'd love to get your opinion on it. With Alvin Kamara, obviously, getting nicked up,
banged up in
the game.
Right.
And you look at the injury report. Well, yesterday, the injury report had him listed out. Tight end Jared Cook did not practice. Wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith still hasn't practiced. He's had an ankle injury for a couple of weeks. Trey Hendrickson was limited. And then, of course, Drew Brees did not practice. But with Alvin Kamara, when you heard Sean Payton on Sunday, and he never gives injury info. So for him, maybe it slipped up, you know, but he's like, he tweaked the knee. and he has an ankle, I'll see you in Atlanta. I mean, I don't think I'm over-exaggerating, but that guy's success is predicated on quickness, short stops, moving left and right quickly, juking, all of that. Well, when you have a – what they're saying is similar to a high ankle sprain or like a high ankle sprain, mm-hmm. that's all I need to hear, those things that you've had it probably, yeah. I haven't. What is a high ankle sprain and how does it endure?
Well, basically, it's not the ankle that, you know, when people say high ankle sprain, it's basically above the ankle and below the calf in that area right there. There's really not much you can do for it. But to take rest mm-hmm. and to stay off of in a boot, as they somehow call it. Now, we didn't have the boot back in the day. Right. But when you get a high ankle, people say, oh, I sprained my ankle. Well, if it's the lower part of your ankle, you can get away with that. You can get that heal quicker. But above the ankle and below the calf, when that starts to hurt, it's a little bit more damaging to the, you know, it's mostly dealing with ligaments and stuff of that nature. Now, going back to what you said in this game here, there's no need to play Alvin Kamara. There's no need. This game, look, you could throw a loss on there and say they're 5-1, they lose, they 5-2. They come home against Arizona, they're 6-2, they got a break. If you told me when Drew Brees got hurt, the New Orleans Saints end up 6-2 at break, would you take it? The world would go nuts.
Absolutely.
We all thought 3-5 might be where they might be when
go
Drew comes back.
Go 500.
If you were 4-4.
I mean, let's be honest. Know. The Monday if they got injured, you're just sitting there. Get into the playoffs, wild
yes.
card or not. Once you get in, then you have a good enough team.
Correct.
You just wanted to get into the wild card.
Right.
I mean,
well,
that's because you didn't know.
You
so
didn't.
To sit there and say, and that's why I'm calling it a lagniappe game. They go up there and beat the Bears, dude, fantastic. But now you see that Cook has a thing. They mm-hmm. signed a tight end from Denver yesterday, the Saints, probably again for a reason. You know, they signed a running back, Zach Zenner. It's sort of telling you that maybe those two don't play. I'm going to go face that defense without Kamara and Cook. I'm going to see five people on Michael Thomas. You know,
yes.
it's like it's just kind of one of those things you look
and
at.
The other,
it is what it is.
The other hook to it is this: who's going to quarterback Chicago? If I'm the Saints, I want Trubisky.
I do too.
Quarterback and over Daniels. Daniels a better guy.
You know that
suited for the
too,
offense,
right?
And he knows yeah. things. But look, it's going to be a low scoring game. The Saints defense is well enough to go up to handle that Bears offense.
John, this is the one that you know what you have fun with if you're Sean
yes.
Payton. Give me some Taysom Hill, flea flickers. Let him throw the football. You know, you do end arounds. I mean, you bring in everybody and anybody. No one's planning for little Jordan Humphrey. Throw the ball
right.
to him. I mean. Be creative and just go see what happens out there. Teddy Bridgewater yesterday in the locker room on what happens if Kamara can't play.
That's the other part that's beautiful about this league is that, you know, you look at my situation, you know, my number was called and, you know, I'm trying to answer. And, you know, other guys' number may be called and we expect them to answer. So the way this league works, you know, you just always have to stay prepared and stay ready. So, you know, no matter what happens, you know, you don't want to take a step back or miss a beat.
Look, and I get that, but at the same time, he's the most important person on this offense.
Right.
I mean, he
there's
really
no
is.
Doubt. You're talking Kamara.
Because he can score a touchdown on every time.
Yeah, you see Alvin Kamara versus these running backs. Now, granted, I guess some okay, but that's just a generic answer what he had to
yeah.
say. And I understand
and I get
that.
It. But look, here's the thing. It is a great opportunity for Washington, who showed up pretty good in training camp. And you talked about competition on the Pels. He had to compete to make
correct.
The team. So, look, this is his opportunity. Chicago, years ago, I want to say 07. I think it was 07. When was Pierre Thomas? 07, 08. I'm terrible right now. I think it was
07, 08, 09 in that range.
I was
yeah.
on the sideline, and I remember that was the game that Pierre Thomas got the start because of injury and rushed for 100 yards.
Okay.
And I'll yeah. never forget that game because there was a play running towards us, Saints sideline. Urlacher pops them. They both go, you know, sprawling into the sidelines. Urlacher's going, woo, woo. He's blinking his eyes. He was dinged. Pierre's doing it. He picks him up, smacks him on the helmet and on the butt, and goes, that's how you run. And that level of respect, from that point on, the rest of the game, Bears players picked up Pierre Thomas off the ground running. But it was cool, because you remember when Urlacher played, the respect level he
yes.
had and the captain on there. But that was an example that I remember,
yeah, yeah.
that he got an opportunity to start, and the legend of Pierre Thomas started to begin right there.
Well,
right?
Here's a
chance. He rushed for 100 yards.
What's the reason you brought
Murray
in?
Right.
Murray's played well last week. He didn't do bad in the game against Jacksonville. Now he's going to get a little bit more reps. I'm figuring if Kamara doesn't play, he get a little bit more reps, and maybe some things that they'll keep him in the game that obviously won't be put out wide as a receiver. Maybe that's where Washington goes in place of what Kamara does as a slot receiver or wide receiver. But I can see Murray running the football a little bit more. The Saints got to just say, look, we're going to Chicago. Let's get out of this 60 minutes of football with the least amount of injuries or nicked ups that we can get out of here. Win, lose, or draw, let's come back to Arizona at home healthy.
No doubt about it. We're live in Metairie at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Of course, every Thursday you have the steak special. $12 will get you an 8-ounce sirloin, 2-pound baked potato, and a side salad. Jordan loves the wings. He loves the salad. I like the wraps as well. John, I don't know if you've tried some.
I've had the wraps here. I've had a little bit of the wings. This was a long time ago when I did it, but the food here is fantastic. I came here one night, like about 9-10 o'clock at night. Tanya and I sat right here, and we had the wraps. They got great food here.
Kitchen stays open late. We'll have Sissy give us a little bit more on those specifics and why you need to come here when the games are taking place. Plenty of specials. We'll get to that here after the break. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Up next, the voice of the LSU Tigers, Mr. Chris Blair. We'll talk about their trip to start Vegas next on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Car shopping? You gotta go to GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store for easy, low, low payments. Upgrade to the all-new 2019 Camry and get $4,500 off MSRP.
That's $4,500 off.
What a truck. Shop today with the biggest rebates of the year on all remaining 2019 Tundras.
Plus, big discounts.
Shop today at Greg LeBlanc Toyota, where everyone gets a great deal. Camry MSRP 37,433. Model 2550. $2,500 rebate. $2,000 discount plus DTNL.
Newfriend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Tiger Audio, hear the roar. Located on West Park Avenue in Houma, Tiger Audio for all your audio needs. They're the most experienced dealer in the area with 35 plus years of uncombined experience. Tiger Audio gives you a lifetime warranty on all installations. They're your audio experts in South Louisiana. You can choose from name brands like Kentwood, Memphis, and Alpine, just to name a few. Call 985-853-2121. That's 985-853-2121. Tiger Audio in Houma, hear the roar.
Metairie favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Don't forget also there's daily lunch specials, Mr. John Forcade. Catfish platter on Thursdays. Daily lunch specials, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, meatball pull boys. Tuesdays, the taco platter. Wednesday, chicken fried chicken plate. Thursdays, the catfish platter. Friday, the shrimp pull boy. So you go. So you have the lunch specials.
I see
that. And for $7, too, by the way.
Oh, that's
you can't go to like a fast food place.
$7? No.
And knock that out.
Who wants to see? That's the problem. You got to stop the fast food stuff.
Yeah.
That'll help you.
I'm not a huge. That's not an issue for me.
Okay, well, good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. If you stay away from that, that'll be a, that's
have,
a plus.
I have one issue. It's named as B-E-E-R.
Yeah, I know what your issue is. I've seen it tall ones at that.
Again, I'm saving you a trip. You know? I mean, that's all I'm doing here. Going to wait to hear from the voice of the Tigers, Mr. Chris Blair, here in a quick second. Let's talk a little bit about this college football season so far. John, Tigers moving up that game against Florida. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, they still got to play the game. They're moving it up to 11?
Right.
Or whoa.
No. I'm saying, like, they moved up to number two in the polls. The Tigers.
I thought they moved the game up.
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, look, the Tigers, I'm going to tell you right now, I've watched them play this year. I've watched a bunch of teams play this year. They're one of the top two teams in the country. I don't know if Bama's number one. I got my doubts about some of the Bama, but I'll say LSU's. If they're not number one, they are definitely number two. I love what I'm seeing of them.
When you take a look at it, obviously, look, it was right after, you know, Florida, and people are debating where this should be ranked and everything. Look, you got Mississippi State this week. Auburn comes into town the following week. And then and they were just ranked a little bit ago before losing to Florida. But the thing, John, is, you go to Tuscaloosa and you win that game, you ain't got to worry about respect. You don't have to worry about whether or not you're going to be ranked or not. To me, you go and get that game, that's coming. And I also think, obviously, because of where Georgia is, and even though they just lost, you know, South Carolina, but when you take a look at it all, you know, if it's Florida or Georgia, do you have to play in the SEC championship game? And then you have to win that game as well. I still think you have a spot.
Oh, yeah. The winner of the SEC is going to be in the top four playoffs. Come on. It's got to be Alabama, LSU, Florida, or Georgia. If they have zero or one losses, they're in. I mean, let's be honest with their track records. But the thing about LSU is you can't look – you better not look at Alabama game. You got to look at that Auburn game. I know they'll take care of Mississippi State. The Auburn game scares me, only the fact because Auburn – is a pretty good football club, but Auburn's quarterback situation isn't as good as I think it is. Mm-hmm. But they don't need to be looking ahead to Alabama. They got to take care of what's ahead of them because you can always slip up. Look, Georgia didn't think at home they're going to lose to South Carolina. They did. Not that Mississippi State's going to be that team. I think LSU could take care of Mississippi State. It's the Auburn game that scares me.
You know, one of the things that I'm with you with that, too. Look, I don't think they have the offense to compete with it. And, you know, a lot of times media members sort of kind of talk about this. Fans probably feel you've played, you're a player. The old letdown.
Yes.
Is that a real thing? Or is that something that fans just say, hey, look, it happened. It was a letdown because of a big – because you have the game that you had on Saturday. A ton of emotion. You had a game in which you had, fans that were into it the entire game. The players got up for it. Bit of a rivalry game, right? If not a rivalry game in itself. Is it hard to then follow that up? Is that a real thing?
I'll say this much. If it would have been LSU beats Florida by 3 or maybe 6 or 7 points, I think the letdown would be more effective the following week playing Mississippi State. But they beat Florida. Look, I'm going to tell you that. They beat them by 2 scores. I had them winning definitely by 2 scores. I thought that Florida was the dominating team in there. I mean, excuse me, LSU was the dominating team against Florida. And I don't think they're going to have a letdown at all against Mississippi State. Mississippi State's got issues right now. They got coaching issues. They got quarterback problems. They got problems going on in Starkville. And that's the best thing can happen in this game because LSU's going to go up against the Mississippi State team with issues. And it's like I'm thinking the Auburn game is the one that's going to really – they got to be ready for Auburn.
Hey, look, any time that team plays in Tiger Stadium, comes over there, it's just look. But I'll say this, though. Maybe you can agree with me on this because you said you've watched this team play. And from a quarterback position, I'd love to get your opinion on it. I think a guy like Joe Burrow helps to prevent something like that.
Yes.
In terms of he's the guy that has the ball in his hands mostly, and that offense is just steaming along and running. I think the way they speak, the way they play, I think they understand. And you listen to Coach O, they understand they actually legitimately have a shot here at a national championship. So when you have that sense and feel, it's almost like listening to the Saints right now, and you hear them. They have greater aspirations and goals. So when you hear them talk and you see them play, they're focused. You know, you haven't seen the Saints slip. You've seen them get better every week. That game against Florida was interesting. I mean, they came out and had – probably their best offensive game this season, Florida, especially with Trask at quarterback. Yet LSU, didn't waver, kept coming back and won that game. So I think that can sort of happen. You can have bad games. You can have some lack of energy, things of that nature. But I think a guy like Joe Burrow helps that.
It does. In the situation with LSU basically right now, they're fine offensively. It's the concerning of their defense. Look, they're bending and maybe not breaking. You can use that terminology. But you can't do it against Alabama. Florida had a suspect quarterback. We understand that. Florida's not going to really kill you offensively. I'm not sold on Dan Mullen's style of offense. But the Alabama game could kill you. That's why I say the Auburn offensive philosophy, because that's a trick play offense there. That's a run around, do all kind of crazy things. LSU's got to shore up their defense. And what better game to do it is this weekend. Go in there against Mississippi State and go ahead and, you know, maybe hold them 10 points, maybe, you know, 13 points and dominate that game. Their defense needs to step up, because the Texas game, their defense, look, right, they jumped out, they played well enough, and they held on and went to the end thanks to their offense.
I'll say this, the way college football is too right now, though, it's hard to be a dominant defense.
It is.
I mean,
it sort of is.
That said, look, you have an offense that can match and can put up some points. Meanwhile, your Alabama Crimson Tide, John, a tough one this Saturday night, 8 p.m. on ESPN, hosting Tennessee. They're 34.5-point favorite. You already know there's a lot of people in the SEC West, much less the SEC overall, that think it's a joke. They're rotating, you know, they locked in with an opponent like Tennessee and such for 10 years. Meanwhile, LSU is Florida, and some of the other teams get the tougher opponents. This is what Bama's got next. Obviously, Arkansas next week. Me doing Arkansas game day, I can tell you that's going to be another beating.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State, after Mississippi State, Western Carolina before Auburn, which is essentially another bye before they take on Auburn. So,
when did they play LSU?
It's yeah, that's why I skipped it. But November 9th,
it's
LSU.
Right.
So
it's 3 weeks.
That's their game.
Yeah, that's what they built enough for. Because look, they and that's the key with Alabama is this: they got to get ready for LSU. They could both be undefeated playing that game, mm-hmm. and let's just say Alabama wins. Man, they got Auburn. They got Auburn to finish out the year. They can easily slip up and lose, and guess who
right.
is sitting there going, you know, to the SEC with a one-loss game.
As a quarterback, are you looking forward to that November 9th meeting with Burrow and Tua?
Yes, I am. I've never been a Tua fan.
Right.
I like Tua.
Yeah.
He's a good college quarterback. I think a lot of NFL people I spoke to have said, great college quarterback. There's some iffy things about him going
that
to the next level.
That national championship game sort of felt like you got exposed a little bit on that, right? Because
that's
the Clemson QB, Trevor Lawrence, looked like an NFL QB.
A couple
in that
of other games he played against quality teams, he struggled a little bit. I haven't seen that yet with Burrow.
Right.
Burrow's have been the same since he's been there.
Jordan, to your point, what was it yesterday you were showing me already a way too early mock draft, but had a mock draft. Now Burrow, the last 3 weeks, has gone from second to, you know, could be late first rounder. And look, there's some Saints fans that wouldn't mind seeing him get drafted but where is he going to be? Then Jordan shows me what yesterday.
Yeah, on Pro Football Focus, it's had Joe Burrow going number one overall to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Pro Football Focus. Now, that's something that's referenced by everybody
in the league.
It's
amazing.
That's pretty incredible to go into.
But also remember how they were hyping Jalen Hurts and all this stuff. Well, he struggled last week. And look how they said, he fell out of the Heisman Trophy candidate. He fell out. Well, that's going to happen. You know, you can't, you know, this stuff. Wait till end of October, then you can start determining your Heisman, your rankings, your this and that.
Here's the one thing you can see, though, right? You being a quarterback, you can sort of see. The fact that a guy like Joe Brady comes over from the Saints, starts throwing some concepts. I mean, the touchdown to Jamar Chase, guy for you. You know, that's a Saints play. You know, I mean, like, you could see some of the plays that you see the Tigers run. We see it Sunday with Sean Payton and the Saints. So, as a scout, you can sit there and go, look, they're running concepts that an NFL team brought over.
That is the truth.
He's handling it. He's making checks at the line. He's making good reads.
Mm-hmm.
And he was dropping dimes in that game. And I think that's the thing that
the
you're starting
thing
to see.
That you're
Those
seeing,
things translate.
Here's the thing that you're seeing
throwing people
with some
open,
of these quarterbacks.
Right?
The Joe Burrows versus the Oklahoma's offense style, and maybe you could say a little bit of Alabama. They're not telling you who to throw to at LSU.
Right.
He's reading. Mm-hmm. At Oklahoma and Alabama, they kind of tell you in those style college offense. He's playing in a pro offense that's more related to the NFL style than the college style offense. And, you know, I could sit down here for 30 minutes and explain it all to you. But that's the big difference. And you watch some of these NFL style quarterbacks that they're looking at that's in college right now. Watch the ones who read a little bit better. And I watch Joe Burrow. He's reading the defenses, what they give him. He's got here, here, to here. Oklahoma and Alabama, it's there. It's you throw here and that's it. With Burrows, he's moving the ball around. I've seen him move the ball around to different players. That ain't there, I'm going here.
Well, look, you mentioned that Texas game, throwing open that touchdown pass in the end zone to a couple of those players, and you saw it even against Florida, just dropping beautiful passes, not even the touchdowns, but first down plays and things like that. That translates. And, again, you just see that, the ability to audible, the ability to see a defense and things of that nature, that translates. But it's crazy because the season started – He might be an NFL quarterback,
right,
is what you heard people. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Did you not watch?
Right.
I mean, he's at least a draftable player. But to now have Pro Football Focus say he's the number one overall QB, and again, that's why I tell LSU fans, don't worry about it. Sunday, that Saturday at Bama, they go up there and win, he's done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the Heisman. I mean, and then you got much more to do. And then if he gets into the playoff game and they win, or they do that, don't worry. The accolades will come if you go do it. If that takes place as well.
Well, you know, he's coming from a great family, too. His dad played.
Right.
His uncle played with me. So he's got some, you know, some blood in his system that this kid's going to be a good ball player.
Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. John Forte joining us here this Thursday as we're live at Vinny's, as we are each and every Thursday. Jordan the intern, I see your phone in your hand. Let me guess what you're probably doing, getting ready to ask Ben Heisler your fantasy football question out of the break.
I have to go 3-0 in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, so. Wow. I see you using stats to benefit your legacy.
Absolutely.
Huh? Exactly.
I told you. I was just giving everybody a chance to get ahead.
And there goes your mic. All right, well, we come back, we'll talk fantasy football. Any questions for Ben, now's the time. At ESPN Radio NOLA on Twitter, 800-998-1003. You can call and ask him yourself as well. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
You want to ride like a VIP? Then call Ray Ride's Luxury Limo Service, your best choice for transportation in Houma, Thibodaux, and NOLA. Call Ray Ride's and let their skilled chauffeurs drive your party safely and in comfort to concerts, sporting events, Saints games, Pelican games, weddings, high school dances, conventions, or airport and cruise transfers. Whether you're planning your next great escape to the Big Easy and you need transportation for a large group or a small group, call or book online at rayrides.com.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Stephen A. Smith here. If you're like me, you have a mortgage and a family who depends on your income, then you need to protect the ones you love with life insurance. Life insurance can help pay off a mortgage or send the kids to college. It's peace of mind. Think you can afford it? Chances are SelectQuote can help you get it for less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote comparison shops up to 10 highly rated companies, including Prudential, Banner Life, and Mutual of Omaha, and others, to find you the company with the best rates. For example, SelectQuote could find a 35-year-old man a $500,000 policy for under $21 a month. That's less than a dollar a day. SelectQuote's breakthrough technology allows them to quickly match you with the best insurance company to find your best policy. Plus, quotes are free. Start protecting your family today. Call SelectQuote at 1-800-601-6992. That's 1-800-601-6992. Or go to SelectQuote.com/Smith.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. A change in season means it's time to check your tires. And Goodyear Auto Service has just what you need to make this fall great. Think weekend getaways, scenic drives, and great deals. Like up to $225 in savings this month. That's $75 in instant savings when you purchase and install a set of four new Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, up to $150 back on select tires by online or mail-in rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. But hurry. This offer ends October 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com to learn more.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. It's time for fantasy football. Real simple. Give us a call, 800-998-1003 or at ESPN Radio NOLA at Benny Heiss. The way to follow him over on Twitter from Fantasy Sports Markets. Ben, how are you this afternoon?
What's happening, Gus? How you been, my friend?
Doing fantastic. John Forkade, you're a fantasy football guy, huh?
A little bit. I follow it. I don't really play it much.
All right. Well, but of course, Jordan, the intern, is excited, Ben. He's looking for his third straight win. We got Chris on the line in standby. So, Jordan, you're going to have to wait. We got to go to the call.
I can't have the first question?
No, you can't have the first question because you were bragging that now you're undefeated and all this.
Yeah, I mean, I was just giving everyone a chance.
Yeah, Jordan, you got it on your own now, man. Like, you got this under control. Like, I believe in you. I've now passed the baton your way, and maybe you can start the education process.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, my. Chris, you're on with Ben Heisler for Fantasy Sports Markets. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How you doing, fellas?
Good.
Good question. All right. If I have Baker Mayfield, how do I get rid of him? And also, did Hugh Jackson see this in the future of Baker Mayfield, him not coming up, you know, meeting the expectations and the hype?
So the question is, how do I get rid of Baker Mayfield now that he's on a bye? Here's the thing about Baker Mayfield. I wouldn't get rid of him right now. You've already invested a decent amount of draft capital into taking him. All the projections for Baker was that he was going to be, you know, a top five fantasy quarterback this year, and right now he's bottom five. So unless, you know, an option that's just staring you right in the face, like if Kyler Murray, for whatever reason, is hanging around, you know, there's no reason to drop Baker Mayfield, especially because of how much easier their schedule gets in the second half, and because they're not stopping anybody on defense. He's going to have to throw to be able to stay in a lot of these games. So I would wait on Baker Mayfield. I think once they get rolling a little bit in the second half, if you want to trade him while his value is high, that's perfectly reasonable. But there's no reason to, you know, try and move on from him right now. I think the worst might be over for Baker after that New England game.
Okay. All right. So just ride it out.
Yeah, you don't have to start him, but I wouldn't just drop him or trade him at this point either, unless the value that you're getting back is substantial for the rest of the season.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Ben, I'll say this. I have no sympathy for anybody right now because I've won four straight to your two straight, Jordan. And here's what I have the dilemma-wise. Baker Mayfield, right? He's one of my quarterbacks. Bye. The Buccaneers and
they're
on a bye. There's nothing to ask
because
my
receivers,
my tight end, and my running back and quarterback all have a bye.
Good.
Three different teams. So there's really no reason to even ask a question. So go ahead, Jordan. You get to ask your question.
All right. So I know Kirk Cousins had a breakout game last week, and I'm just kind of debating. He plays Detroit this week, but I also have Jimmy Garoppolo, and he plays Washington, and we all know what teams could do against Washington. Should I start Jimmy Garoppolo, or should I take a chance on Kirk Cousins?
You know what's interesting, too, about Cousins is whether or not you're a believer moving forward that this is going to be what the Minnesota Vikings offense looks like, and I think they can get there because of how important Dalvin Cook is for their team. You know, if they incorporate play action, if Dalvin Cook is running hard, you have two legitimate targets down the middle of the field in Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs. Detroit's defense, though, I thought was very impressive, especially on the road against Green Bay, and they really got jobbed out of that game. I think Cousins is the upside option in this game, but I think the safer play is Garoppolo, and this isn't any of the numbers speaking. This is just sort of the Benny Heist heart play. I worry about San Francisco in this game. I don't think they'll lose, but I do think it's a trap game, especially going on the road and beating the hell out of the L.A. Rams the way in which they did it last week. This feels like every indication of a trap game, and Garoppolo has not taken care of the football. So I think I would probably play Kirk Cousins. I think the end result could end up being better, even though I think both of these quarterbacks would struggle.
800-998-1003. The West Bank Houdat has a question for you, Ben, on Twitter, at ESPN Radio NOLA. John Brown, Auden Tate, Mike Williams. He needs two of them. John Brown, Auden Tate, Mike Williams.
Ooh, it's been weird. Normally I'd say, you know, Mike Williams would be a clear start here, but we've seen the L.A. Chargers offense just completely go into hiding mode. And interestingly enough, they've really struggled since Melvin Gordon has come back, and that was supposed to be a major boost to that team. I love John Brown this week. I love Josh Allen and Josh Brown. Buffalo is favored by 17 points at home against Miami. They've allowed, you know, I think top five in deep balls allowed and completed so far this year. So John Brown absolutely is a must start. And I know that a lot of people might look to Auden Tate, especially against Jacksonville with no Jalen Ramsey. And that's certainly understandable. And I think that game actually has a bit of sneaky shootout potential. But I'm still going to go Mike Williams in this game. I think he has a size advantage over Malcolm Butler and the rest of the Tennessee corners that, you know, I think for a couple of jump balls, this might be actually a Mike Williams week, or maybe he gets into the end zone, not once, but maybe twice.
Billy, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. You got a question for Ben Heisler.
Yes, Ben, I got two of them for you. At running back, Joe Mixon, LeSean McCoy, and for a flex, Christian Kirk, or Ted Ginn Jr.?
All right, Billy, I would say that this is a no-brainer when it comes to your running back spot. You got to go Joe Mixon this week, and part of the reason why, I have to give credit to my buddy Derek Brown, who's a writer over at thequanedge.com. We were talking earlier today, and he was the one that came across this stat. The Jaguars, in the three games that Jalen Ramsey has sat out with his quote-unquote back injury, which all of a sudden magically healed up the moment that he touched down in Los Angeles, the Jags have given up, like, when Jalen Ramsey is on the field, their extended run plays and their explosive run plays go down substantially. It's very rare to see a corner impact the run game as much as Jalen Ramsey has, but the last 3 weeks, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been a bottom five rush defense in DVOA. So I love Joe Mixon this week. I think that's Cincinnati's best chance to be able to win against Jacksonville, because I still think their pass defense is fairly effective. So absolutely Joe Mixon over LeSean McCoy. As for the flex, you know, I'm not playing a whole lot of Saints against the Chicago Bears defense on the road. Bears got embarrassed a couple weeks ago in London against Oakland. I know that the Saints are one of the hottest teams in the league, but just the Bears defense, I think, especially at home, are that good. So I'm staying away from Ted Ginn Jr. And as long as Christian Kirk is healthy, I certainly like the matchup for him much more on the road at Arizona than I do for Ted Ginn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ben, for the phone call. Jordan?
All right, so I have a friend that just texted me. He says, James White, Adrian Peterson, or Cole Beasley at the flex?
James White, Adrian Peterson, or Cole Beasley. Let's go ahead and roll out Adrian Peterson, because the San Francisco 49ers front seven, especially with what we saw last week against the Rams, they look legit, and I know that Peterson, especially with Bill Callahan as the new head coach, is going to get volume and opportunity, but I just don't care for that matchup for him, even at home. Cole Beasley has been, you know, with him and James White, you're talking about two very high-floor options that are going to get opportunities, that are going to get targets in the passing game. So I probably prefer James White going up against the Jets than Cole Beasley, just because I think Josh Allen is probably going to run wild. I think he's going to connect with John Brown. Beasley just seems like a fine option, but I think James White is the higher upside play of the two guys.
Speak with Ben Heisler, Fantasy Sports Markets. You can call in or give us a question via Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA. Drew has one for you. PPR flex. Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Ridley, DJ Chark.
Ooh, a lot of really good wide receivers in that. Between Larry Fitzgerald, who is on the road going up against the Giants, Calvin Ridley, in the highest total game of the week, they are at home against the LA Rams, and DJ Chark in that intriguing matchup between Jacksonville and Cincinnati. I think the safest play out of all of them, especially in PPR, is Larry Fitzgerald. You know that he's going to get upwards of 6 to 10 targets per game. Kyler Murray has looked terrific the last few games, so he's the safe option, but you know, especially with what's happening right now at the cornerback spot with the Rams, they just got rid of Marcus Peters. We'll see how much Jalen Ramsey is able to go this week. In a very high-scoring game that's projected, I'll say the higher upside play for me is Calvin Ridley. I don't think Jalen Ramsey is going to shadow him. If he does, he's likely to shadow Julio Jones, and I think that presents really a terrific matchup for Ridley, who finally got himself back involved again next week. So safe play is Larry Fitzgerald. Upside play, the guy that has the chance to score the most points to me is Calvin Ridley.
Mike, thanks for giving us a call. You're on with Ben Heiser from Fantasy Sports Markets.
Yes, sir. I got two of them. Looking at Golden Tate or Keenan Allen, and I have Carlos Hyde and Tevin Coleman.
Okay. Ooh, this is tough because I was really impressed. And normally I would have said, if we were talking in the first month of the season, Keenan Allen would have been the clear-cut play, but the last 3 weeks for Keenan Allen, Gus, this is pretty remarkable for a guy that had been averaging, 10 targets, 15 targets, and 17 targets the first 3 weeks of the season, only has a total of 17 targets in the previous 3 weeks and has not gone over 100 yards combined in the last 3 weeks. So we've seen what's happened to the Chargers' offense. They've really started to struggle over the last 3 weeks, but I'm still going to Keenan Allen in this matchup. I know Golden Tate has a great matchup ahead of him, but I do think Keenan Allen bounces back. I really like this game for the Chargers, especially with Tennessee making the move to Ryan Tannehill this week. And then at the running back spot, you have Carlos Hyde for Houston. They're going up against, at Indianapolis versus Tevin Coleman. I'll go with Tevin Coleman. I like the matchup for him a little bit more. He was the clear-cut end zone and goal line back for San Francisco ahead of Matt Breida, so I think he has a better chance of getting into the end zone. Conversely, I think this is a tough matchup for Houston going up against Indianapolis. The Colts have gotten much better against the run, and I do think they're going to be able to stand up at home against Houston this week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. We've got about four or five more on Twitter, so let's see if we can get through this really quickly. David, he says, pick two, Ben, Fournette, Amari Cooper, Derrick Henry, Tyler Lockett. You need two of those, Fournette, Amari Cooper, Derrick Henry, Tyler Lockett.
Let's go with Leonard Fournette for sure. This is another great matchup for him. And I noticed earlier this week that Leonard Fournette has gotten the second most amount of snaps in the NFL at the running back spot behind only Christian McCaffrey this year, and yet he only has one touchdown. He's still ninth amongst all running backs in fantasy points, so there's going to be some positive numbers coming on the touchdown end for Leonard Fournette, and I think it's a great matchup for him this week. Normally I'd say it'd be him and Amari Cooper, but I have some concerns about Amari Cooper's health this week. You're going to have to monitor that up until Sunday night against the Eagles because it's a terrific matchup. The Eagles have just gotten destroyed in the passing game. So right now, let's go with Uncle Lenny and Tyler Lockett. But if you see any indications that Amari Cooper is likely to play, I'd probably prefer him than Tyler Lockett this week.
Guess who else has Amari Cooper on his roster? I mean, I got everyone's on a bye or Amari Cooper. Jay Fowl, Daniel Jones or Josh Allen?
Oh, man, this is really tough because they both have such good matchups this week. Give me Josh Allen this week just because I know that he's always going to have the high floor with his rushing ability. And against Miami, you know that that's a team that he should be able to just completely dominate against. But, Daniel Jones is going to be chucking it all over the field too. I'll say Allen is the safer play. Daniel Jones is the higher upside play.
Wow, we keep getting phone calls and tweets. Joey, got about 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, I was wondering on what's the long-term upside for Josh Gordon because he's been a bust so far.
Yeah, it's been disappointing to see what's happened with Josh Gordon over the course of the season. I've been waiting for him to break out too. Tom Brady just doesn't seem to be going deep as much. He's been dinking and dunking it. One target last week for 7 yards. But I do think he's going to bounce back. The Patriots are going to have some tougher games, and I think they're going to need to rely on him a little bit more. So I'd hold on to Josh Gordon, or you can trade him once he has that blowout game.
Thanks.
Final question for you from Brian over on Twitter, Ben. If D. Adams cannot go, who should I start at flex? Emmanuel Sanders, Gallup, or Mixon?
Let's go Joe Mixon this week. Normally I would love Michael Gallup, but the numbers indicate that when Amari Cooper is off the field for Dallas, his numbers go way down. So basically just having Amari as a threat really brings up Michael Gallup, who up until the last couple weeks had been one of the leaders in yards per game. So I would go Joe Mixon this week just because I love the matchup for him. And we'll see if Amari plays, but go give me Joe Mixon this week. I love the matchup for him.
Thanks as always, man. At Ben Heiss, Benny Heiss is the way to follow you over on Twitter. Folks over at Fantasy Sports Markets can get what this weekend?
They can get a bunch of different college and NFL contests, Major League Baseball contests as well, and of course, You guys know NBA is starting up next Tuesday, so we'll, of course, have a big NBA contest. No salary caps. You can draft the guys who you want. Use promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, for $5 free at FantasySportsMarkets.com and have some fun this weekend. Make some money.
Thank you so much, as always, Ben. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. All right, Jordan. Be good, guys.
All right. There we go. Just John 4K.
Well, you guys
a lot of
get
people
into
that,
that man. Like, geez.
I don't think we got to them all either.
No, we didn't. I apologize for that.
I think Ben goes back sometimes and he'll answer some
of
the questions if he didn't
get
to you.
If you want to tweet at him, it's at Benny Heiss is the way to go. Check him out over on Twitter. And it's real easy. BennyHeiss on Twitter. He'll answer. We'll be back after this as we're live at Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie, where hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. It's ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, Vet Ticks.
Dear Vet Ticks, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, Vet Ticks. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
A change in season means it's time to check your tires. And Goodyear Auto Service has just what you need to make this fall great. Think weekend getaways, scenic drives, and great deals. Like up to $225 in savings this month. That's $75 in instant savings when you purchase and install a set of four new Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, up to $150 back on select tires by online or mail-in rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. But hurry, this offer ends October 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com to learn more.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Coming up top of the hour, Eric Ritchie, Varsity Sports Now, Louisiana, is going to talk a little high school football 115. Eric Alexander, LSU Game Day Live from CST, of course, Patriot Super Bowl champ and also national champ for the Tigers. We'll chat about that. 1:30, Andrew Allegretta, voice of the Tulane Green Wave, will join us at 1:30 to preview that. John, we were talking a little bit about, obviously, NFL with fantasy football. I want to get your takes just when you look at the teams. It's early. We're not at the midway point of the season just yet, getting closer to that. But for the most part, you kind of know who you are as a team, right? You kind of have a pretty pretty good indication. In the AFC in the East, it's the Patriots 6-0, the Bills 4-1. That's got to be one of the stories this year, huh?
That's a surprise there, and you knew they were going to be better. Just didn't know they'd be 4-1 at this moment.
When you look at the AFC North, Ravens 4-2, Browns 2-4, Steelers 2-4, Bengals 0-6. The Browns have been a bit of a disappointment. Then again, though, we talked about it. That was going to be the question this year, expectations. And when you have that much, I wouldn't say ego, but people that want the football, what are you going to do? We heard the caller say, you know, how do I get rid of him? He hasn't lived up to the expectations. I think the coaching decision was terrible.
Yes.
Freddie Kitchens is not a head coach. He can be an offensive coordinator. John, you've done both. You've been a coordinator. You've been a head coach. You've been a GM in an arena league. There's different responsibilities and different things that go by it. When you watch the Browns, you just get the sense of a one guy trying to force the ball to Beckham or trying to do this instead of running with Chubb and being what we saw last year. It just looks forced to me.
It's totally a different identity from the team that they had last season after the firing of Hugh Jackson. And, you know, Kitchens doing what he was doing. Pretty much he had nothing. He just, you know, wing it, do what he wanted to do. But he had a better suitable of offense. This year, they picked up Odell. They picked up a few other guys. Now they're trying to just do so much. A shotgun under. They spread. Yep. They're doing so much stuff that's not suitable for the NFL. Neither is your style of coaching. So, basically, it's a coaching issue. And I'm a little shocked at what's going on in Cleveland.
AFC South, Texans, Colts, Jags, and Titans is how it is. The Texans are 4-2. They're starting to kind of get going offensively. I think when you look at that division there, Houston, you're not going to have two coming out of there. I still like Houston.
I like Houston. I think Indianapolis has showed me something.
Yeah.
But the thing in Houston is, when will Bill O'Brien blow it for them? When will he do something stupid to cost them some games?
AFC West, Chiefs 4-2, Raiders 3-2, Broncos and Chargers are 2-4. Are you surprised about the Chargers?
I thought so. That
Phillip Rivers looked old.
I'll tell you what, Phillip Rivers is done. He's done.
He looked bad.
Just looks bad.
It looked like he was pushing the football. I know he has a weird motion.
He's got a weird motion throwing, but that team is not where
you
thought.
Well, the Melvin Gordon thing, I think, just distracted it, but it derailed it, right?
He's
your best player. You got to make that happen one way, shape, or form. And if you're the Chargers, I understand you don't want to overspend and you want to go, well, running back to get it. But I look at that team. He was key to that team. And by not doing that, you sort of did that.
I think there's a lot more to the Chargers because of the fact that where they're playing, that's got a lot to do with it. I think the Chargers just are a mess. I think they need to find a way to get back to San Diego because this is going to be worse off for them down the road in L.A.
I mean, what a complete 180 from last year. Phillip Rivers was in MVP contention all of last season.
Yeah.
Even had some playoff or Super Bowl predictions, even had the Chargers going to the Super Bowl. So it's kind of just crazy how a year can change things.
I'll say this about Phillip Rivers. You know, he travels every day from San Diego to L.A. to practice. That's got a wear and tear on you every day. You traveling back and forth, back and forth.
It's not a short commute.
No, I don't care if he's driving an extended RV, whatever it is. It's ridiculous to do that. And that's got to wear on your body.
Well, I mean, you're tired.
Yes,
and being relaxed and all. The Chiefs, by the way, 172.4, third in the AFC. Ravens have more, actually. Would you be surprised if I told you that the Ravens have more points than the Chiefs right now? The Patriots, 190 this season total. But Kansas City, John, leads the AFC in points allowed, 144. The next team are the Ravens. But this is a team that went out and spent a lot of money,
right?
Brought in a bunch of different players. They still now have given up the most points in the AFC.
And they still have a guy named Andy Reid who's coaching him who doesn't get to the promised land. He can do well in regular seasons. I'm not sold on Kansas City. I know they got a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's a little banged up. But you just can't outscore people. You got to show up sometime with a little bit of a defense.
We'll take a look at the NFC coming up next hour here as well. Again, next hour, Andrew Allegretto, 115. Eric Alexander, 115. We'll talk LSU. And coming up next, Eric Ritchie, some of the things to keep an eye on this weekend on the prep scene. So we'll do that and more. Hour 3, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, and then Lee Sterling. So we got a fun show. Chime in the rest of the way. John Forcade, Gus Catton, go with you. Jordan, the intern, as well. We're at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. You're listening to the Sports Hangover. Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies if you've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.